Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Patrick Queen met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday night's meeting with Jacksonville.
What do you see on film, kind of with Trevor Lawrence, some of the keys to try and prevent that from happening again?
Just doing what we do best, keep the ball in front of us, be able to make tackles in open field. Kid got a great arm. You can see coverages. And the players do a good job once they get the ball in here, making plays for him. And Travis is a great back. He can do everything on the field. He can receive. He can run the ball behind the line. He can run behind his pads and stuff. So it's a full-on challenge that we just got to be ready for, honestly.
Patrick, you haven't been shy about saying how good you think this team can be. How bad do you want the number one seed in the AFC?
We want it bad. If we don't get it, we make the playoffs. We're still in there. We still can dance. And I think that's the biggest thing. As long as we have our spot in there, then everything else will take care of itself.
Patrick, I know this is a pipe of defense. Probably the run defense isn't where you guys want it to be. How much do you guys take that to heart, and how close do you think it is, or how easy to kind of fix some things?
Yeah, we're looking at every week to improve that. And honestly, just coming down to every man owning a gap and doing the best they can. Sometimes they'll have numbers on you, and somebody got to just make a play. You have to take two gaps. So, we're looking at ways to improve that. And internally, player-wise, we all want to improve on that as well. We all talking about it ourselves, that one of us might have to go the extra mile to make a play. So if that's what we got to do, we'll do it.
Patrick, you guys got a bunch of guys who signed here, whether it's in the offseason or even during training camp, Vannoy, Millett, Darby, Clowney. Why do you think the locker room and this team in particular is such a good fit for a lot of these guys? Why are you able to sort of integrate these guys so quickly, and these guys, a lot of them are having kind of career type years?
I think what we do allows everybody just to be free and just do what they do, the best they do it. Everything that you see that we do, everybody has a certain role, certain job, but at the same time, can do everything else, can also do the other person's job. So when you got interchangeable pieces like that, where everybody can do everything, it keeps stuff moving, keep offenses guessing. And that's why everybody is performing the way they're performing.
From a personality standpoint, do you think there's a sense of be yourself, where guys aren't asked to kind of stifle their personalities or to change what they've been doing in the past?
Definitely. Coach is not asking to change anything. They want you to be who you are. Now, certain stuff like setting the edge, all that stuff. Obviously, you got to do all that stuff. That's football. We're going to stop the run. So that's always preached. But as far as like how you rush or how you want to set a block or set the edge, you got free will at that.
With Patrick, obviously, this defense has proven to be one of the better groups in the league this year. And I know, to the question earlier, you guys have a lot of pride. But you're going up against a quarterback like Lawrence and a team like Jacksonville that has a potent offense. How important is it for you guys as a defense to deliver a really strong show on the play?
Well, I just think that goes back to last year with the sour taste that we left in our mouth from that game last year. So we're looking to improve in every aspect of our defense. We just got to go in there, play our game, play bully football, play Ravens football. Just everybody do their job to the best of their ability. Go in there confident, go in there swinging. We just got to be us, honestly. That's all it's going to take. It's just us being bullies, us going out there and dominate.
With Odell, we see him sometimes. I mean, he talks to everybody. I saw him come up to your locker room and talk to you. How would you kind of describe him as a leader?
He's a great guy. I know the media got their own perception of how Odell is, but to me, Odell is like the big brother I never had. He's just a great guy, does everything for you, always making sure you're straight, always joking, always clowning, always making sure you got a smile on your face. And that's actually kind of a guy that we needed in the locker room, to be honest with you. For one, this is a job, and everything gets looked at, everything is graded. And I think at the end of the day, you just want to be great. You don't want to be lax. You don't want to go out there, put anything bad on film. You don't want anybody to be able to say, yeah, we got one on you. You just want to be yourself. You want to be dominant. You want to be fierce. You want to be feared. You want to go into the playoffs and knowing everybody has the mindset of, damn, we got to play Baltimore. So I think when we go into the last four games, we're looking to just dominate everybody. Like, everybody's on our list.
appreciate it.
Cool. Thank y'all.